Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, hallelujah. My. Well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. God commanded the Israelites to march around the wall of Jericho 7 times. But on the 7th day, he commanded them to lift up their voice and to shout. The 6th day of walking around the wall was the time the enemy had his eye on you. It seems to me like the enemy had his eye on you. Just staring, watching, testing. But something changed on the 7th day. On the 7th day, there was a voice that came up out of the people that wasn't there 6 days ago. Are you hearing me? Let me make it very, very plain. You may be in the pit of hell. You may have the enemy staring down your throat. But the 6 days that you were doing what God told you to do, you couldn't even open up your mouth. You couldn't even look at the enemy and tell him one dang thing. You had to keep quiet. But on the 7th day was different. You were able to lift up a shout. And when you lifted up a shout, I heard some people felt a little pop in their back. I heard that God said, I have just released what has been causing them their pain. I have just released what has had them bound. I have released what has caused discomfort. I have released what the enemy has been watching and watching and watching and watching, waiting for you to mess up. But when a voice came up out of a people in one accord, it meant that they were together in agreement and in unity. In one accord, the voice came forth, and it was such a sound that the enemy did not know what was coming. There is a sound that comes up out of the people of God when they hear the Spirit of God say, scream and shout that the walls will come down. That you won't even have to lift up a hand. You won't even have to reach for your sword. You won't have to reach for the bow and arrow. All you got to do is from what's inside of you to let it come forth, and it'll change the atmosphere. What you probably don't realize is this. When the wall came down in Jericho, they didn't stay there. They drove the enemy out and killed them all. And that's not where God led them. He led them beyond. You are in a place of transition where the enemy has been watching you and watching you and watching you. What should have been 3 and 4 weeks has been eliminated till now. And you shall see the glory of the Lord manifest, because a sound has come forth out of your spirit. And when it comes out of your spirit, the enemy don't know what to do, don't know how to act, much less even understand what is coming for. It's coming from your spirit. We are supernatural beings that should live in the supernatural realm. But we're expecting the natural to change if we don't engage into the supernatural. You should be looking at the walls that are coming against you, that have been standing there. The things that don't want to change and people don't want to adhere to. They make fun of you. They come against you. They laugh about you and everything. But when sound that is deep down in your spirit begins to come forth, there is nothing that the enemy can do to keep you separated from the promise that he has for you. Do you understand how big the walls of Jericho were? Big. So big that they could have chariots run across it. They think the wall of China is just about as big, but Jericho was bigger and higher. Wow. How are you going to penetrate something unless you have God deep inside you? Oh, y'all did something in here. Y'all did. Y'all did something in here. What was once there ain't there no more. It ain't there no more. You can't pray it through. You can't pray it off. All you can do is lift up your voice and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Your triumph comes from your praise, your worship unto the Lord. Y'all did something in here. He's been staring at you. He's been yelling at you. He's been lying to you, been making you mad, making you frustrated. But there's something inside of you that on the seventh day of rest, the day that you can rest, the day that God says that it is going to multiply with rest. Rest. When you rest in me, you'll see that I'll bring the wall down that is causing division. I'll bring the walls down to make a point for you, that I'll transition you from where you're at to where he wants to be. Where he wants to be. Think it not strange that they suit up together. Think it not strange that they stay in a place together. Because when the walls come down, you take the spoils. You take what is rightfully yours. You take them back and you take a family back. You take your children back and you take what the enemy has taken from you. You take your joy back. You take the goods back. You take territory. You take region and you take the promises of God that are rightfully yours. He's been lying to you, son. He's been lying to you. And the devil can't do nothing to God's yes. Because you said yes to God. Yes to God. And you engaged in him more now than ever before. Watch what he's releasing to you because of your faithfulness in your heart. Think it not strange.
Thank you, Lord.
That you'll see the shift. And even in a different part of the city, you'll see the shift.
Come on.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, you're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. After every sound that comes forth out of heaven, there is a miracle that takes place. A supernatural occurrence takes place here on the earth. But the problem is the enemy's been shutting your mouth. The enemy has had you gagged. And I hear by the Spirit of God, you can gag me, but you can't stop me. Because what's inside of me is spiritual. Because I war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirits in the heavenly. My spirit does not lose. My spirit does not lose. It does not rest. It is always in connection with the Holy Ghost. And when I'm ever going through and I don't know what to pray, it begins to bring utterances to you that you don't even understand, that the enemy goes into confusion. Someone in here that is going through an issue that's a legal issue right now. It's a legal issue in the court system, and there's confusion taking place on the counsel of the person that's coming against you. There's going to be a turn and a shift that's going to give you victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've even felt it going the other way in their favor. How can I be the one that has to stand here alone and come up against this giant? These giants are in the land purposed for you to have victory. Jesus. Hallelujah, I heard that, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. The doubt that arises in your spirit and in your heart that causes you to backtrack and to walk away is the same spirit that is going to draw you closer to God. And when you rest on the seventh day, you will hear a sound come forth out of you, and it'll be a shout of victory. The victory didn't come before the shout, the victory came after the shout. We may be a little radical, a little different, but we know how to worship and praise God. It has never been about what you know. It's always been who you know. If the enemy is going to tempt Jesus with the word, he'll do the same with you. But don't let the word bind you. Use the word to bind him. When Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness by the enemy, the word didn't get the enemy away. Worship that was established under the Father had the enemy depart. Your true worship unto God and understanding who he is in your life, your personal life, will bring about change and give you victory. But unless you understand who Jesus Christ is in your life, you won't have victory in the areas that you struggle in. They'll continually come around. Not because of issues in your life. It's because you need to engage in him. Engage in God. And make it a priority to understand him. Not just on Wednesdays and not just on Sundays. Learn to understand him. Thank you, Jesus. Son, I don't know you. You're in the blue shirt, bad things. What does it say, bad things? Man, okay, brother. All right. There's a preach word that's inside of you that has been in there for about 6 years. 6 years you've had things come into your life like this. And what's deep inside of you is about to come forth. I see you in leadership. I see you leading the people, getting together, grouping with people, beginning to speak to people. What you think is insignificant is going to be the thing that's going to catapult you up. It's divine for you. You've had people, and I see a young man, not even related to you, that keeps pushing you to go further and further. I would consider it to be more of a, I don't want to say this word, mentor, but more of a, like a coach that is going to get you to your next place. And he keeps saying, come on, man, you got it in you. You got it in you. You got it in you. Just trust me in this. Trust me in this. Come on. And watch and see that the digits that you've been used to in your finances are going to change. They're going to come and they're going to rally around you because you have insight. Insight. Whatever you're about to do, whenever you made a decision today, I hear about 2 weeks ago, you made a decision to do it, to follow it, and this is it. Watch what God is going to do through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Glory, 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 and more glory, more glory. I came to church with a message. But you're the message. You're living out the message. There is the Bible being displayed. Baby, cheer up. Your days that you've been going through have been rough, tough, hard. You've gotten to the point you've been very upset, very mad. You can't sleep. Sometimes you even push your plate away at the table because you don't want to eat. Be at peace, beloved, because I am standing at your side, says the Spirit of God, and he's going to help you get through this situation right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you for the gifts, but more importantly, I thank you for the gift giver. Father, I just thank you right now for the time of fellowship and worship together with you, God. I thank you that the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that guides us into all truth, is welcomed in this house. Welcomed. And we yield to the Spirit of the living God that guides us in all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you that we can trust you, for you're not a God that will lie, that will lead us astray, but you're a Spirit that guides us into all things from the Heavenly Father. And God, I thank you that you bring revelation and illumination unto the people today. And I thank you for the Spirit of conviction, God, that convicts a heart to the point of repentance and acceptance. Holy Spirit, I thank you, and I thank you for a transformation taking place right now in someone's spirit, their psyche. And Father, I just thank you right now that having an encounter with you, somebody will be baptized here with speaking in tongues, the evidence of speaking in tongues, baptized in the Holy Ghost. You desire it. You've asked of it. You prayed for it. I don't want to just fake it. I want it to come. He's on you right now. He's on you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, Father, I don't have to deal with no devils tonight. I don't have to deal with no foul and unclean spirits. You deal with them. My job is to preach your good news. And I thank you that here, your church, your people, Father, that gather together as the saints of God, I thank you that we can come together in one accord, one mind, one spirit, and we hear the sound. We hear the sound. And the wind is blowing, and it's blowing into the room, and it's beginning to make change and bring about a whole shifting in the church as it progresses in you. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you have taken care of addictions. I thank you that you have taken care of infirmities. I thank you have taken care of a spirit, God, that they don't even know what's in them. And I thank you right now for a spirit of rejection that you have bound by the Spirit of God. I thank you in advance for liberty in Jesus' mighty name. All of God's children said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I promise not to keep you long. You have displayed the kingdom of God today in your praise. You have displayed the kingdom of God that even the angels said, wow, God, they are professionals at praise. We sat down to watch them praise you. Some of y'all were dancing up here. Some of y'all were really dancing up here. That's some good things happening. How many of you like to be free? Now, let me ask it this way. How many want to be free from debt? Yeah. Now I get a rise from you, right? Now I get a rise from you. Be free in God and know that he'll take care of everything. 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 Now, one little thing will be left out. Everything. I know it. I feel it. Feel it. I feel it. Trying to figure out what was going on with my vehicle. Well, I know now. God has a way of working some things out. Because he has purpose. What is being fixed, what's being repaired. What is being fixed is being repaired. When the walls of Israel had fallen, and they fallen into captivity, they had to rebuild the walls, and Nehemiah had to go back and rebuild them. But he didn't build them himself. He got the people involved in the rebuilding process. We'll speak to you now. Some of y'all want the walls to be built, but you don't want to pick up anything to do it with. I just have faith. You have faith all you want, but you don't put it into action. All you're going to do is just faith yourself into the grave. Faith without works is dead. God is rebuilding the walls of the church. How he rebuilds the walls in the church is he uses the people of God to rebuild the walls. Where was the breach? He'll assign you to the breach. He may have you be the one that's interceding, or he may have you being the one that is picking up the hammer. He may have somebody else doing something, and watch this. You may have the hammer. They may be holding the nail. The person holding the nail's got to trust you. The rebuilding process sometimes gets in the way because you don't trust the person next to you. You don't trust the person that's laboring with you. A lot of times it's family members that you don't trust. We're going to be real, huh? Because when you don't trust family members, they're the ones that labor with you. Usually there needs to be forgiveness, that's why. God gave me a word and he told me that you're going to regroup. You're going to regroup. And I believe that this is that what the prophet Joel spoke about. That in the last days, that God is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. The difference is that if you're a Christian, you'll understand what it is when it happens. If you're not a Christian, you won't understand what just took place. He needs the workers to bring it into light. Are you willing to work? Sunday, are you willing to stand for Jesus? Remember that? We all wore our jerseys. You're cheering on one section, cheering on the other section. And when you get knocked down, just get back up and huddle up with Jesus, the quarterback. Right? Remember that? Remember that? You may get knocked around a little bit. Yeah. You may get beat up a little bit. So were the disciples, weren't they? They were tore up from the floor up. That's bad, because usually you get tore up from the head down, but you get tore up from the floor up. They beat you. And when you're down, they beat you when you're down. But they were the martyrs for a cause. If we have the sanctuary turned back the other way, I bet you y'all will be comfortable again. These were the disciples that were martyrs for the gospel. And I got people in the church don't like where the situation is right now. Get over it. This is gospel, man. Come on. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles, if you will, please. The message that I'm going to preach to you today is entitled, and this will be probably about a 2 to 3 part series. I want you to understand that this is very important. It's titled, On the Rocks or on the Rock? On the Rocks or on the Rock? Got it? On the rock, some of y'all went to a place you shouldn't have went to right now. Hey, it's nighttime. Hey, on the rocks or on the rock? Has a storm come your way? Has a storm come your way? Yeah, Pastor, get off this whole thing about storms, will you? Now we're on the rocks. The question to you is, what was left standing after the storm? What was left standing after the storm you just went through? Or can someone honestly say, I'm still in it? You still in it? What does your faith build on? Is it on the rock or on the rocks? Oh, we'll say the Christian thing because we're in church. We're in church. Your son's Jesus. I build my relationship on Jesus, the rock. But in reality, the relationship that you have with Jesus is really on the rocks. Because what happens when the storm comes, you get tossed to and fro, up and down. Don't know which way is up, which way is down. Sometimes you have to look for the bubbles if you're underwater to see which is up, which way is down. Because sometimes you don't quite understand what part of the storm you're in. I watched this movie the other day. What was it called? It Only a Miracle? About the tsunami in Thailand? That, what is it called? The Impossible. Have y'all seen that movie? You want to. You want to keep about 3 boxes of tissues with you. Just keep them. If you got, just, then just wring it out. Yeah, just wring it out because it's going to make you cry. But in the midst of a storm, in the midst of any storm that you're in, maybe God didn't send it, but he's going to use it. He's going to use it. Well, what happens when this happens? How come this had to happen? How come this, that, and that, and the other, and this, and if he didn't send it your way and you're caught up in the middle, he's going to use it. He'll use it. And I'm going to show you why. In your Bibles, Matthew 7:24, please. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. And when you have it, say amen. Matthew 7:24 through 27. Do you have a Bible? Who is in need of one? You need one? Can we get one, please? All right. If you don't have a Bible, look it up on your iPod, iPad, whatever you call those things. Just look it up. Just look it up. Scripture's good. It's good. It's food for the soul. Food. Get y'all hungry tonight. You know my job on Wednesday is to get y'all hungry. I'll tell you, girl, me too. Matthew 7:24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them, say does them, will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. That's Matthew 7:24 through verse 27, the English Standard Version. Do you see there that it says, the rain and wind came? You see that? Does it say that it may come? No, it said it came, meaning that it's coming. If it ain't reached your house yet, it's coming. The forecast says 100% hitting your house. Pastor, I've been hitting my house for 3 years and I ain't left yet. Right? You know how we get. We get so mad, like, really, God? My house is on water now, just floating, because it ain't stopped raining yet. the wind, the trees have no more leaves, the flowers only have stems, because the wind blew it all off. You ever felt like during the storm that you've been stripped naked of the things that were there to cover you? When the wind comes, usually the wind comes before the rain. So when the wind comes in, it starts to stripping some things off. Hey, it starts to strip some things off of you. But let's just look at it as a house. How many of you have shingles on your house? Raise your hand, raise your hands. Okay. Y'all have, what do y'all have? Y'all, those that didn't raise your hand, y'all don't have shingles? What do you got? Apartments have roofs. They have so everybody understands what shingles are, right? Okay, let me just break this down before you say understand. This, not the shingles. I got paint because I got shingles. If you had chicken pox, you have the virus. No, but I'm talking about the techo. Roof. The roof is on fire. The roof. The roof. The roof is on fire.